All right, fantastic. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And yes, I'm back. It's not only the Coffee with Mark show, it's now Coffee with Marcus and Mark again. Now, I'll show you in a moment what I did, but if this is your first time here, this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And this week we will see more earnings coming in, more earnings from Home Depot, Target, and Walmart on Wednesday. We'll have the FOMC meeting minutes, and after a rough start in August thus far, I mean, this week, could it push the markets higher or lower? We will see, and we'll talk about this. By the way, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This super smart guy over there who has been helping out over the past couple of months is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And as you know, we are real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you are here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. It's so good to be back, Mark. I mean, I missed being on the show.
Yeah, it's great to have you back, Marcus. Definitely missed you. Lots of fun doing this together. But it was, you know, we had a great group following along, posting comments, giving us likes. So we made the most of it while you were gone.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, appreciate it. And for those of you, if you're wondering, what the heck have I been doing over the last 2 months? So let me just show you really quick. So this here is my daughter, Vivian. Hold on. I need to move this out of the way right here. And this is her boat. That is her skipper, Ewan. And that's what she does. She sails. And that's what we did here. This summer, we went to a total of 9 regattas. And just to give you an idea of what this looks like, I hope that I can play this this quick video where you can see them in action. This is one of the regattas that we had here. So that is Vivian Skipper Ewan right here. And as you can see, there's a lot of anyhow,
hey Marcus, so I think you're not going to play the video again. The video was awesome, but it was playing music that was covering up your audio.
Oh, sorry. All right, man.
At least on my end. We'll see what it does for the video. But anyway, just want to let you know in case you're going to play another clip.
No, we're not playing another clip. But here you get an idea of what my summer looked like. So the yellow highlighted areas here were when we were traveling from one venue to another. Red are regattas, green were practice days, and blue were the days off. So as you can see, very few days off in between, and lots of traveling. And usually we do this in the RV, and then we have the boat here in the trailer. Since it was just Vivian and I, we decided this time to just take the trailer. And to get to give you an idea of how big this trailer is here, so that's the truck pulling it. So it's a 32-foot enclosed trailer here. Anyhow, lots of fun. And now, you know, when you look at this crazy schedule that we had going all over the Northeast to all of these regattas, of what exactly happened there. So,
yeah, and you know, Marcus, I know some people thought you were never coming back, but most of the time I was sending you a message or we were talking on the phone and talking about trades and you were on the water or about to get on the water. So now the schedule, you know, just gives you an idea.
Yeah. So, because yeah, I'm out there with my daughter. So I'm usually, on a boat that I rent. So it's usually one of these rib inflatables out there supporting her during these regattas, because in every regatta, there's anywhere between 10 and 12 races that they're doing. So 4 to 5 races a day. Anyhow, now you all know. Okay. Talking about the markets and going back to the markets. Well, as we know, in June, July, and August, it was up, 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 and away. And the S&P 500 scratched the 4,600 mark before now pulling back, back to the 50-day moving average mark. And we have been talking about it. You probably have been in coffee with Mark for a long time, that this is a pullback that we are looking for. This is a healthy pullback. We were going a little bit too far away from the 50-day moving average. But now on Friday, we hit it, bounced right back this morning, moving slightly higher.
And again, this pullback to me to be expected. It's healthy, as you mentioned. Getting a move back towards that 50-day makes sense. And up, up, and away isn't always good because you can see bigger pullbacks along the way. This one just kind of orderly, which I think is a good thing, up a bit today. And like you said, retail, the theme of the week. So we'll see if retail gets the markets moving in either direction.
Yeah, let's take a look at the economic calendar. So tomorrow we have the retail sales being reported and core retail sales. That will be the big one together. With several big retailers reporting earnings. Oops, that's the economic calendar. I wanted to go to the, geez, I'm a little bit rusty here doing these live shows again. Anyhow, so tomorrow before the bell, we have Home Depot reporting earnings. Then we have Target reporting earnings on Wednesday before the bell. Thursday before the bell, Walmart. So it's about big box retailers this week.
It is.
So I mean, with that, and looking at the economic calendar, there's not too much going on. We do have the FOMC meeting minutes, and that's kind of a wild card because the FOMC meeting minutes will reveal of what exactly the Fed was discussing during their last meeting. But we kind of already know. They said, well, we raise it again, and then we might raise interest rates another time, even though right now traders are expecting that the Fed is keeping interest rates the same. So we have an 88.5% probability of interest rates keeping the same.
And this makes sense. That's priced into the market. No increase, no cut, just staying the same. There are some traders that believe there could be a quarter point hike. That's at 11.5%. I don't think that that's likely. I think that the 88.5% probability is there for a reason, and that's what the Fed will do.
However, we still have 37 days. I mean, the next FOMC meeting is not until end of September, so we have lots of more data coming out there, and this can change. But right now, it hasn't changed much over the last few weeks, right? I mean, we were there that traders are expecting the Fed to hold steady versus raising rates. But again, we have a few more economic reports coming out, and that could move the markets.
We shall see.
Yeah. I mean, looking at overnight trading here, I mean, we take a look at the five-minute chart of the mini NASDAQ, and I'm getting rid of the 50-day moving average. And we see pretty much when we opened last night, at first it was a little bit higher, a little bit lower, a little bit higher, a little bit lower, a little bit higher. I mean, today we just see that there's no real impulses in the market. I mean, markets are trying to figure out what to do, especially since we have been bouncing off the 50-day moving average, at least in the S&P 500 and also in the NASDAQ right here. Well, we closed a little bit below, but we are pushing above the 50-day moving average again.
Yep. And we see that the Dow was strong last week, finishing positive with the S&P and NASDAQ down. Today, kicking off the week, it's the exact opposite. S&P and NASDAQ positive. The Dow, slightly lower, 11 points. That's not much, but lagging behind the S&P and NASDAQ.
Yeah, I mean, looking at a five-minute chart right now, let me get rid of the volume and the 50-day moving average. We see that the Dow has pulled back a little bit. Also, in the S&P, just recently made session highs just 10 minutes ago here in the NASDAQ as well. Right now, pulling a little bit back. But, I mean, pretty much right out of the gate, we were marching higher. And as said, I mean, NASDAQ leading the pack this morning, 0.6% up. S&P 0.3% up, Dow just around the unchanged mark.
You want to talk about a market mover?
Yeah.
I think we have to talk about AMC. Did you hear about what's going on there?
No, I thought that you bring up X, but okay, AMC.
Well, no, that's a good one too. But I know we'll talk about U.S. Steel, but this is like the biggest movement that we've seen since the meme stock frenzy started in early 2021. Just kind of creating a holding market for some certain, some shares. Now, that pop came after a judge blocked the possibility for preferred equities being converted. That's going to dilute shares. But then this drop now down 35%, worst day since February 2nd of 2021. This is because on Friday, a judge approved AMC's plan to convert its preferred equity shares, which is just going to dilute shares. So shareholders not happy with AMC at all right now.
All right. Well, we got to take a look at our positions, but we also have to talk about XUS Steel. On the other hand, up 27% this morning. If you had X in your portfolio, you woke up to a really nice surprise this morning.
And this one's interesting because this rally comes after US Steel says, no, we do not want to sell.
It's interesting. So CLF, one of their competitors, actually put in a bid or made an offer on Friday and say, hey, how about we give you $35 per share? And on Friday, the shares were trading at $22.71. So, that's more than 50% above their current share price. And they said no. Unbelievable. I probably would have said yes.
Honestly, based on where it was, I mean, the highs in 2021 were about 39, 38.75 maybe was the highest. So 35 a share, I didn't look into the details to see if there were any other stipulations or concerns, but that seems like a pretty fair offer. In fact, investors thinking, you know what, I guess U.S. Steel should be worth more than $22.75 where it ended up Friday.
Yeah, for sure. So that's another big market mover. So one to the downside, one to the upside. Let's actually talk about our positions because there is some action going on for us. Because let me just get rid of this 50-day moving average. There we go. Because let's talk about CSIQ. That's a stock where we both got assigned at 35, has been dipping a little bit lower. Last week you were able to sell calls against your existing position. I wasn't able to do this because I was still driving and a 3-day drive back, 2,000 miles. So this is where I wasn't as focused, but you were able to sell calls. They expired worthless, and today we're looking to sell more calls against our existing position where we got assigned at 35.
That's the plan. And here, right now, we could get 30% annualized at the 34 strike. 35, it needs to move just a little bit higher. Now, there is earnings. Well, earnings will be released next week. So we definitely have enough premium if we wanted to sell next week's expiration. But what I'm really hoping for is we get a bit of a rally. CSIQ is positive for the session today. We get a little bit of a rally. We could sell this Friday's and then see those expire or roll those out to next week because there's a ton of premium priced into those options for next week's expiration.
Yeah, that would be really cool. All right, GoDaddy, GDDY. So we sold puts last week. They expired worthless, so we did not get assigned in GoDaddy. This frees up a position in our portfolio.
Yes. But... And I thought I had a good one, but we can talk about that in a minute. All
right. But we did get assigned in ALB. I sold the 192.50. You sold the 190. Either way, we closed below 190. We closed at 187.77 on Friday. So we both got assigned, and now we are looking to sell calls against our existing position. For you, it would be at 190, and I believe that this is possible right now. For me, it would be at 192.50. So we can take a look at the calculator here and just see of what's happening. So if you're looking at at the 190 right now, So you could probably bid ask is at 130 by 145. So you could probably get 140. That would be a healthy 50%+ annualized. Are you thinking about it? Are you doing it?
I am keeping a close eye on this one. I like the premium here. One thing that we were looking at this morning is after the open and dip, it looked like we were in a scenario where there was a bit of an overreaction. We traded lower and now we've come right back up to the open. I wouldn't be surprised if we push a little bit higher trying to fill that gap, especially with the market's positive. And maybe get a little more premium on that. But the 190, I'm really close to pulling the trigger on that.
Yeah. Same for me at 192.50. If you look at the bid ask is 80 cents by 95 cents. If I get 80 cents, that would be 30% annualized. I think I want to also keep an eye on this, but I'm ready to pull the trigger at 80 or here possibly at 85 to lock this in, selling calls against the existing position, because this would be a nice $800 payday on a Monday morning. I'll take this.
Not too bad.
All right. Then also NEE, NextEra Energy. That's another one where we sold puts and we both got assigned on this one. We sold the 69.50, and as you can see on Friday, it was almost looking as if we were not getting assigned because the high of the day was 68.94 and it closed at 68.92, just at highs of the day. But we did get assigned, and this is where we are also looking to sell calls here this morning. So going back to the calculator and looking at NEE, seems that here, right now 25 by 35, so it's probably possible to get 30 cents. This would be 31% annualized. I know that earlier with our mastermind members, we talked about it. I have an order in at 50 cents, which seems to be right now a little bit overly aggressive. You had one in for 45 cents, and we just talked about it. We're probably willing to lower it to 40 cents, which would still give us 41% annualized. So for me, like $1,200, and I'm okay with this. So let's keep an eye on this. It seems that NEE, after moving higher just in the last 30 minutes, started pushing lower again. I mean, we were doing really great here, but let's see what happens with NEE.
And so long story short, there's definitely call premium available. And with market conditions, it looks like we might see a little bit of a push higher, which could help out these stocks and the call premium there. We're losing a little momentum after the open just because when you do have that open, you have a price discovery where traders don't know where we're going to go. And that's a great time, in my opinion, to be selling premium. We're really close on a few of these and we just have to see if direction helps now.
Yeah. And then CSIQ, I mean, you talked about it for next week, tons of premium in there. So for next week, we could get 56%, but we just talked about the plan. We want to see if this pops a little bit, it's positive for the day, and then hopefully being able to sell calls for this week and then roll them into next week. That would be the ideal scenario.
Absolutely.
All right. And we still have PNC, and PNC is a little bit all over the place. I mean, PNC had a nice move up and is right now falling back into this range that was established earlier. So we will see what happens there. Nothing yet for me to do. You were able to sell calls over the past few weeks and collected some premium here. For me, my cost basis is at 140-150, so nothing yet for me to do.
Yeah, I'm still waiting, and we're near that. You know, we pulled back. I still think we could get a pop here next couple of weeks. There were the concerns with small banks that popped up at the beginning of last week, but that seems a little bit overdone.
Yeah, it is right now that overall, if you look at the markets, just diddling around. And if you look at the VIX, we saw that this morning is that the price discovery, the fear index was at 16, dropped back down. But if you look at it, it's still at fairly low levels here. I mean, not as low as it was over the last few weeks, but I mean, definitely. I think we are right at the usual range that we see here, right? The 10-year range. Didn't you say that it was around 16 or 17?
Yeah, a 10-year is, I think, 17 and a quarter.
Yeah. So We're right there. Anyhow, lots of fun stuff to do. And today we even looked at a few other stocks that were possible. GM was possible earlier, I believe, at 32 strike price. We looked at Hawk, Harley-Davidson. So it was also available at a lower strike price. Right, not too interesting, but there were several opportunities. I think Citi was also very interesting. But since we have a high correlation here to our PNC, we decided to skip on this one.
Yep. But some decent opportunities for sure.
My favorite. For sure. I mean, this is what happens when there's a little bit of uncertainty in the market, although it seems to be sucked out here right away. Anyhow. Hey, this is fun. This is good to be back.
Nice to have you.
Yeah. All right. Let us know if you're enjoying this and if you're enjoying that we are showing our positions here, what we are doing, what we are thinking. If so, give us a like. And if you're new to this channel, consider subscribing, because this way you get a notification whenever we go live. And then we will see you again tomorrow morning.
Happy trading, everybody.